April 23. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Luke 15:7. The joy of the Lord begins in heaven and not upon the earth. Luke 15:10. The Holy Spirit through God's word brings strong conviction and real repentance in the heart of a man. When he truly repents of his sins, believes in the Lord Jesus Christ that he died for him on his behalf, there is joy in heaven among all the angels to sing with all the heavenly instruments. The same heavenly joy is poured into the heart of this repentant sinner also. So it is a joy from heaven. If it were an earthly joy which comes from the preacher, it would soon fade away. That is why John the Baptist, as a forerunner of the Lord Jesus, preached about repentance and said, "Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance." The Lord Jesus preached saying, "Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4:17. Both John the Baptist and Jesus preached a being filled with the Holy Spirit. If people repent of their sins, it should be from the heart and not from the lips. To endure that the repentance is genuine, we must make sure that we repent not because of fear or what people would think of us or to keep up a good name. To some people, repentance is a very vague thing. They very lightly say, "Oh God, if I have done this or if I have done that, please forgive me." They have no real conviction and sorrow for their sins. Job had a revelation of God. He had the vision of God's beauty and glory and his mighty power as he had never had before. This made him abhor and hate himself in God's presence. We read in Luke 5:8 that Simon Peter fell down at Jesus' feet saying, "Depart from me, for I am sinful man, O Lord." Our Lord did not need to expose Simon's sins or rebuke him. But Peter himself was greatly convicted when he saw the greatness and mighty power of the Lord Jesus. Again in Luke 19:8 we see how Zacchaeus repented very sincerely. Our Lord never had the need to point out to him that he was corrupt in money matters. The very presence of the Lord brought real repentance and change of heart in him and said, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." So we see how joy comes to us from heaven through real repentance, and it is poured into the heart of anyone who truly repents.